Now, another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of a doubleheader with the Oakland A's today, and I'm with the pitching coach of the Astros, Brent Strom. And when you match up against another team that's kind of an upstart team, how difficult is that to scout for your pitchers?
They're playing loose and free. We know how to pitch these guys. We made some mistakes last night. You know, this is a kind of a power-laden team that has some lift capabilities, and generally a lot of my guys, our guys, like to stay down in the zone. This is a case where we have to change our mindset a little bit, elevate, use our vertical attack a little better, and that's going to be important for Peacock and especially Morton today.
How important is the four-seam fastball when you get it above the belt, and how do you teach that? Because that's going to become prevalent in baseball for the next 5 or 10 years, don't you think?
Yeah, well, you make a good point, Sparky. The way hitting is being taught today, it's get the ball in the air, keep the ball off the ground, drive the ball in the air, launch angles, all of these different things that the fans have somewhat become familiar with. And to counterbalance that, we need to be able to teach the four-seam fastball at the belt and above. And it kind of goes against what pitching purists believe all the time, which was stay down in the zone, get your ground ball, be around the knees. Those pitches are getting hit a long way these days. And so the elevated fastball is something that we need to practice more. We need to be better at it. Verlander, him coming over is going to help me because it's a big pitch for him, and he controls it. I was impressed by an at-bat Verlander had with Zunino up in Seattle, where the game plan was to pitch the ball above the belt, and he threw competitive pitches above the belt. They weren't pitches that you see above the guy's head where it really impacts nobody. It's a non-competitive pitch. So I'm hoping Verlander will help me with that. People have a tendency to gravitate to those that have been successful, and he's been highly successful.
How do you teach the four-seam fastball? Is there a different aiming point? What do you do?
Yeah, the aiming point is to realize you're trying to create backspin. See, where the problem is, when pitchers want to pitch up in the zone, they think they have to throw it harder, when the opposite is actually in effect, because the ball by itself will appear harder to the brain and the eyes of the hitter. And so really, it's a located pitch, just like down and away. But for some reason, when you try and pitch inside or you try and elevate, pitchers will try and add that extra velocity. Then they pull off, and the pitch becomes flat. It becomes a ball, and then they shy away from it.
Hey, you taught Shane Reynolds the split-fingered fastball years back. How come more pitchers aren't throwing that now?
I think it's just a question of people not wanting to take the time to learn it. You know, they want instant gratification. Shane was at a point where he was a double-A pitcher going nowhere. We were in Venezuela together, a hot day in Maracaibo, and he just took to it. And knowing Shane Reynolds, he's the kind of guy that he's going to work at it. He's going to want to improve his craft. I have a saying that the teacher will appear when the student is ready, and Shane was ready at that given time. If I can have more Shane Reynolds around, I'd be a much happier camper.
Hey, when you look at the teams that are probably going to be in the playoffs, Boston and Cleveland, which of those two lineups is the toughest matchup for your pitching staff?
Well, that's a tough question, Sparky. I wish you'd have given me advance notice on this question. It's neither one of them. You know, I watched the Boston game a little bit, and I'm seeing Mookie Betts take inside-out pitches down the right field line. I'm watching Lindor hit the ball out of the ballpark. They're both two really good offensive teams, and you just have to pitch to a game plan. Both of them are very, very good. There's certain things that you can do with certain guys, but these are all quality teams that we'll be facing, so we're going to have to be on top of our game.
Your two starters today, you got to be pretty proud of Charlie Morton and Brad Peacock this year. Great stories, both of those guys, with Morton only pitching 4 games last year. Pretty happy with his progression?
Very much so. You know, Charlie's been a great guy to be around, and of course, you know my feelings toward Peacock. This is a guy who has overcome a lot of adversity, and he's having the type of year that I envisioned he'd have when I first met him years ago. Very happy for both guys. What we will need, given the uses of our pen and with the doubleheader today, we're going to need some good starts from both of these guys today to come out of this as a winner.
Last thing, Stromy, Francisco Liriano, we've seen the last few outings. Looks like things are starting to come together for him, getting ahead on the count and just using that explosive stuff.
Well, we made a key decision. We looked at video and we saw the catchers somewhat lining up on corners, you know, trying to be too fine.
Gotcha.
When you come into a game, even as a starting pitcher, you know yourself, first inning is very difficult.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get your feet on the ground. Liriano, coming in as a reliever with men on base, was trying to be too fine. He didn't want to give up a base hit. It's a different mindset as a starter where you give a base hit, you don't think much about it because it's in the first inning. You give a base hit as a reliever coming in, run scores, you know, everything kind of gets magnified. So we're setting our catchers more in the middle. He's a stuff pitcher, and so by giving him more of a margin for error, he's been more successful.
Brent Strom, good luck today in the doubleheader.
Thanks a lot, Sparky.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. We're joined by Astros first baseman Tyler White. And Tyler, first of all, tough loss yesterday, but you have to be encouraged the way the offense kept battling.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great game. They battled back from a deficit, and then we came out and scored, and just it was a back and forth game throughout. Yeah, it ended up not going our way, but It was, like I said, it was a really good competitive game, and ready to get out there today.
Daniel Gossett on the hill today for the A's in game one. What's the approach against the right-hander?
I faced him earlier this year in AAA, so I know a little bit of what he throws, but just stick to my same approach pretty much as I kind of tend to go with. I have an approach kind of for lefties and for righties, so yeah, I don't really go pitcher to pitcher. It's more of look for certain pitches, and I will look at like what he throws and things like that. Just looking to have good at-bats, get out there and be competitive.
Well, you face Cotton and Mingden, who's going to go in game two, in addition to Gossett. Is that an extra comfort level for you in terms of what you've seen at AAA and in the big leagues?
Yeah, I think it's good to see familiar faces. You go out there and you know you've faced them before, they've faced you, so you get to make adjustments to whether they got you out or to you, if you did well off of them. You know, they're going to come out with adjustments. Baseball's a game of adjustments, and you just go out there and you look for mistakes, and that's what I'll do today. Just look for pitches to hit and try to put good swings on them.
Double dip today. Take us inside the clubhouse. What do guys do bridging the gap between games one and game two to be ready?
The only one I've been a part of this year was a day night, so it's going to be a little bit different today. I think it's back-to-back, so I'm not sure exactly. I think the lineups are a little separated a little bit, so some guys will get the game two off that'll play in the first game, but it's a long day of baseball. You just got to get your mind ready for it and get out there and play hard for 18 innings and look to get two wins.
Chatting with Tyler White, you're going in game one today. Really made the most of your chances here at the big leagues in terms of, what, 12 games, three doubles, three home runs, 12 hits. How do you balance that, you know, the playing time with keeping yourself sharp and ready to go when called upon?
Yeah, I think it's just when you get an opportunity, go out there and just try to be competitive. Look, don't try to do too much. Don't try to win yourself playing time by hitting a homer every time. It's go out there, play your game, and just enjoy when you get the opportunity. And like I said, I want to go out there, be prepared. I prepare myself every day to play, whether I do or not. I expect to go out and be competitive. No matter how many days it's been since I played or how many days I play in a row, I expect to be competitive every at-bat. And no matter who's on the mound, whether it's a guy I've seen before or a guy that's pitched in the big leagues for 15 years, I expect to go out there and I can put up a good at-bat, and I know that. And I just want to be competitive and enjoy my opportunities.
Chatting with Tyler White on Astro Launch. Extremely productive run with the Fresno Grizzlies. You hit 300, 20-plus doubles, 25 dingers, 89 driven in. How would you evaluate your season as a whole?
Now, I started off really slow this year. Had a tough April and May. And then since June, I kind of found my swing, and I've been very consistent. And I mean, that's the player that I think I am. I think that I can be consistent at any level given the opportunity. And I just go out every day and try to, like I said, down there, I was enjoying getting to play every day and enjoying the opportunity to play in AAA. I mean, it's a competitive level, and I mean, I saw a lot of pitches to hit because everybody in the lineup could hit, and I mean, it was a lot of fun going to battle with those guys every day. And now, I mean, here it's one of the best teams in the league, if not the best. So every day I come out here, and I mean, I learn from these guys and enjoy getting to be here. Whether it be playing or not, I enjoy getting to be here and learning from these guys and just look to have a good time.
Well, before we let you go, cool afternoon here in Oakland. Would you rather 65 degrees or 95?
I mean,
is it really that much of
Yeah, it's not too. Either way, it's not too bad. As long as it's not like 30 or 40, I think it'll be okay. Playing, I won't even know a difference probably. But when you're sitting over there, this morning on the bus, I was freezing. But yeah, I mean, it's when you get out there and play 65, 95, it's not that big of a difference. But yeah, when it starts getting down to 30, 40, that's when your hands start hurting a little bit.
All right, there's Tyler White. Tyler, thank you very much for the time. Good luck today.
Thank you.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.